It's going to be a great show, and of course, everybody knows the show, and there's some new additions this year. So this year, we've got a new outdoor area for 2025, and the outdoor vendor area is going to be, you can't miss it because it'll be fenced in. So you'll see that. You'll pay at the fence this year to get in, and then it's going to feature an outdoor commercial business area, but it's also going to have marketplaces and a kids activity area and so many other things as well. So some of the vendors that will be outside, of course, we'll have a variety of things, but you're going to have some of the kids' activities. Like, I believe there's even a pony riding area. There's all, you know, there's going to be something for everybody, whether you're doing a renovation, a build, you know, you want to work on your garden, you want to work on your patio. It's just, I love this time of year because spring, is it going to come? Because you just said the word snow again. We thought we were going to get rid of it, but it's back, unfortunately. But you know what? By that time, I think everyone's going to be in the mood to start planning for spring and summer and get outside and start doing their home renovations.
Melissa, obviously you're excited. We can hear it in your voice about the Home and Cottage Expo. What about the Grey Brews Home Builders Trades Association? Is this an exciting time for those people that are involved in those industries?
You know what? I really do think that this is it's a very interesting time. But for Grey Brews Home Builders and Trades Association, I'm excited because I've been the executive officer now going into year two, and we've had some amazing changes, some amazing new businesses, and it just continues to grow. So if you're wondering, you know, how large is the Grey Brews Builders Association, I can't even really tell you because daily, even weekly, our numbers keep emerging. We keep rising with new membership. And I think I get calls all the time from homeowners, and they will ask, and it could be somebody who maybe doesn't honestly have a computer or doesn't have access to it. If you want to check out the website, you can go to graybrewshomebuilders.ca, but to see who the members are. But a lot of people go and check because that's sort of the validation to know that anybody can't just be a member. You have to be validated. You have to abide by a code of ethics. And to me, that just sort of ticks the box, whether you're looking for a renovation, whether you're looking for a builder, whether you're looking for someone. And we're more than builders and developers. We've got professionals, and we have suppliers and sub-trades and people in the financial world. So if any business pertains to the housing industry, then they can potentially be a member, but they do have to abide by that code of ethics, which is so, so important. It's important to us locally, but many people also don't know that when they're a member, they're part of a three-tiered system. So we are a local member in Grey Brews, but also of the Ontario Home Builders and the Canadian Home Builders. So they advocate on our behalf, for everything from government to, you know, trade shortages to you name it. So it's a big, big, big system, locally, provincially, and nationally.
Melissa Shank and Derek Seaman from the Grey Brews Home Builders Trades Association are our guests today on Home Base on 560 CFOS. Derek, how wide is the variety of services being offered by the Grey Brews Home Builders and Trades Association?
Yeah, we have quite a few. As Melissa mentioned, we have home builders, renovators, roofing contractors, pretty much every type of sub-trade. We have lawyers, real estate agents, designers, and suppliers. Yeah, so we have quite a few, everybody that services the home building and home renovation industry.
Derek, you're a builder, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
based out of Southampton.
Tell me about the challenges that you're facing now, both individually and from a GBHBTA standpoint, in terms of tariffs and in terms of interest rates.
Yeah, it's definitely been a tricky time in the last 6 months to a year. The economy, especially for new homes, has slowed down quite a bit. A lot of stuff in the economy and in the media has definitely been tricky for us. The tariffs, indecision with that has definitely caused some people to pause projects for us personally and in our business. And I've heard from a lot of our other members that has been the case. We're hoping that the interest rates coming down a little lower is going to help spark things. But it's been a difficult time.
Are those the biggest challenges, or would municipal regulations and legislation also be a major factor, Derek?
That has been a very difficult one for us personally and a couple of our members. The things are not easy to get permits for anymore, and there's a lot of red tape to get through to build a house, especially anywhere where you're near a lake or any type of environmental hazard property. It's very, very difficult.
Our guests today, Derek Seaman and Melissa Schenk from the Graybrews Home Builders Trades Association. Last couple of questions for Derek and for Melissa today. Federal election, Derek, is on the horizon. We asked Brandon this right off the top. Tell me your observations of what you see, what you like, or what you're skeptical about.
Both of the main parties seem to be putting out some pretty great things in terms of to help the home building industry with getting rid of HST on new homes. So both parties have a great plan, which we support at the Home Builders Association. So yeah, it looks like they also have a few other things that would help with construction.
Final question for you, Melissa. The Graybrews Home Builders Trades Association offers bursaries. Can you tell me about that program? And if there's a student out there that wants to be involved, how do they get involved with this bursary program that's available?
Yeah, so we are really working towards being even more active in the school system. So a lot of our members right across, you know, Graybrews and beyond in other areas, we really want to work hard with the public school system, with the Catholic school system. That's where we look at, you know, skilled trades as a future career, and there is a skilled trade shortage, and it's so important to us. In fact, one of the things I wanted to mention, too, as part of, you know, we're talking bursaries, but we're talking about doing good in the community, and the Graybrews Home Builders Association is always about doing good things, and pre-COVID, years ago, there was a snack shack in Markdale that was deemed condemned, and it was torn down. And so one of our goals this year, this summer, is by the end of this summer, or by the end of this year, is to raise enough funds to be able to rebuild that Markdale snack shack. And it benefits so many people because it's adjacent to Ball Diamond. You've got the library close by. Like, kids, everybody, families, it's a very well-known area, and it's something that we really want to work hard to make a difference and to get that built this year.
Very cool. Last thoughts about the Home Builders and Trades Association being involved in the Home and Cottage Expo. What do people need to know in terms of admission prices and hours of operation, Derek?
The hours of operation are Saturday, May 3rd, 10 to 4, and then Sunday, May 4th, also 10 to 4. And I'd have to ask Melissa about the price.
Yes,
you're working it, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Yes, he'll be there working hard. He works so hard at it, and all of our members do. Admission this year is $5. It's cash at the door, but kids that are under 12 do get in for free with their families.
It's a great show. Looking forward to it. We'll see you both on May 3rd and 4th at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center here in Owen Sound. Derek Seaman, Melissa Schenk, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.